All right, let's jump into today's deep dive. We're tackling a topic that I'm sure will get people talking about: the economic policies of Donald Trump's presidency.
It's amazing how often we hear economic issues just simplified down to good or bad, but there's so much more to it than that, and we're going to try to get to that.
Exactly. We want to help you understand what went on and what it could mean for all of us.
And we'll be drawing on quite a few sources for this deep dive.
Yeah. What kind of stuff are we looking at today?
Well, we've got excerpts from Game of Cards, Trumps or Jokers. That's a pretty eye-opening book by an investigative journalist. Plus, we'll be pulling from some articles from Investopedia, NPR, and The Conversation.
Sounds like we've got a lot to unpack.
We do. And our aim is to equip you, the listener, with the knowledge you need to form your own conclusions.
That's the goal. So let's get started setting the scene. What was the economic landscape looking like when Trump came into office?
Yes. Now, this is where things get interesting right off the bat. He often claimed he inherited a struggling economy. But if you look at the numbers, that narrative doesn't quite hold up.
Really?
Yeah. For instance, Trump came in after 76 straight months of job growth under the Obama administration.
Wow, 76. That's a long streak.
It is. And the unemployment rate was already on a downward trend, eventually hitting a 50-year low of 3.5% in early 2020.
So basically, he was stepping into a pretty good situation.
Yeah, you could say that. And that context is important. It's like trying to figure out how well a new CEO is doing. You have to consider what the company was like before they took over.
That's a great analogy.
Makes sense.
Okay, so strong economy inherited. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about one of Trump's big economic moves, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017.
Ah, yes. The TCJA, a massive piece of legislation that's still sparking debate even today.
Yeah, I remember it dominated the headlines for months. Supporters were saying it would boost economic growth and create jobs. Didn't it deliver?
Well, there were definitely some short-term gains. We saw consumer spending go up and corporate profits rose. Yeah. But critics argue that the main people who benefited were corporations and the wealthy.
Meaning?
It further widened the income gap. It's like the Tax Policy Center projected that 83% of the benefits would end up in the pockets of the top 1% of earners by 2027.
83%. That's a huge chunk.
It is. And there were also big concerns about the national debt increasing because of these tax cuts.
Yeah, that was a big worry at the time. Was it a valid concern?
Absolutely. The TCJA, along with higher spending, especially on defense, pushed the deficit way up.
So was it a case of short-term gain but long-term pain?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's a question that should be asked with any economic policy. It's not just about the immediate results, but the lasting impact. And that leads us to another controversial part of Trump's economic agenda, his approach to international trade.
Yes. Those tariffs on Chinese goods. Remember those?
How could we forget? It was a cornerstone of his America First policy, using tariffs to protect American jobs and industries from what he saw as unfair competition, especially from China.
And that message definitely resonated with some people, but it also caused a lot of controversy.
It did. There were fears that it could trigger trade wars and end up hurting American consumers by driving up prices.
Did that actually happen?
There were definitely concerns about retaliatory tariffs from other countries. And yeah, economists like Sebastian Jean were warning that tariffs would mainly hit consumers' wallets through higher prices. Plus, there was the risk of harming American companies that rely on global supply chains.
So it could have been a lose-lose situation?
Potentially. And here's a surprising finding from the research we did for this deep dive. Studies suggest that those tariffs on Chinese goods didn't actually boost U.S. manufacturing jobs as much as intended.
So they didn't work?
Not really. But they did lead to retaliatory tariffs, which ended up negatively impacting American workers in other industries.
Wow, that's a perfect example of how economic policies can have unintended consequences that reach far beyond their target.
Exactly. It makes you wonder if those trade policies really were in the best interests of American workers, or if they were more about politics.
It's hard to say for sure, but it's definitely a question worth asking. Now, before we move on, let's talk about another area where Trump's policies sparked debate: immigration. His hardline stance with things like ending temporary protected status and terminating DACA had a big economic impact.
It did. He significantly tightened immigration restrictions, arguing that it would protect American jobs. But critics were worried that it would actually backfire and make labor shortages worse in certain sectors, which could then slow down economic growth.
So limiting the workforce, even in a growing economy, could have a ripple effect across different industries.
That's the idea. Of course, there's the counter argument that limiting immigration can help safeguard American jobs. It's a complicated issue with potential long-term consequences that need to be carefully considered.
It seems like every aspect of economic policy involves trade-offs. and potential downsides, whether they're intended or not.
You're absolutely right. There are always so many factors at play. It's rarely as straightforward as good policy versus bad policy.
Yeah.
And speaking of complex factors, we can't ignore the elephant in the room, the COVID-19 pandemic. It was a massive economic earthquake, and there's debate about how much influence any president's policies could have had in such a crazy situation.
It's true. The pandemic really threw everyone's plans out the window. It's hard to say how any particular policies would have played out in those circumstances. But some economists do argue that Trump's leadership during the pandemic made the economic downturn even worse.
It's a question worth thinking about. How much control does any president really have over something as huge and unpredictable as a global pandemic?
That's a great question to keep in mind.
So we've set the stage and gotten a broad overview. Now I'm ready to dive deeper.
All right. In the next part of our deep dive, we're going to take a closer look at the specific criticisms leveled against Trump's economic policies. We'll be digging into those potential downsides and unintended consequences.
I'm ready when you are. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's get into it. All right. So we've laid out some of the key economic moves that happened during Trump's presidency. But now it's time to look at those policies with a more critical eye.
You mean really scrutinize those policies and examine those criticisms that were leveled against them?
Exactly. We need to dig deeper.
Okay. So we already touched on some concerns like potential inequality from the tax cuts and the possibility of those tariffs backfiring. What other criticisms were there?
Let's go back to the TCJA for a minute. Remember how we talked about that spike in the national deficit?
Oh, yeah. That was a major red flag for a lot of economists.
It was. And some were worried that the TCJA would actually benefit the wealthy way more than anyone else.
Basically saying it was irresponsible from a fiscal perspective.
Exactly. They were concerned about the long-term economic health of the country.
Did they have any projections for what the national debt might look like?
Some estimates predicted trillions of dollars added to the debt over the next decade, and that's without even factoring in the pandemic, which obviously put even more strain on government finances.
Yeah. So basically, critics were saying the tax cuts were like a sugar high, a temporary boost that could lead to a really bad hangover down the line.
Precisely. They weren't convinced it was sustainable.
Makes sense. And what about trade? Were there criticisms of Trump's approach beyond just the tariffs themselves?
Yeah, remember how we talked about his America First stance?
Yeah.
Well, while that was popular with some folks, there were others who were worried that it could damage the U.S.'s relationships with its trading partners and even hurt its standing on the global stage.
So it wasn't just the direct economic impact they were worried about, but the potential fallout on the geopolitical level.
Right. It's all connected.
Okay, so with trade, there were concerns about the economic side and the political side. What about immigration? We talked about those potential labor shortages. But what about the social and economic effects of those policies on a bigger scale?
Well, there's no denying that Trump's immigration policies were some of his most divisive. Critics argued that these policies went beyond just economics and had a huge impact on people's lives and their communities, especially when it came to undocumented immigrants.
Right.
They argued that policies like family separations at the border caused a lot of pain and trauma. Plus, when you remove people from the workforce, it disrupts communities and creates this wider social impact.
It's a reminder that economic policies aren't just about numbers. They affect real people in the real world.
Exactly. The human impact is so important to consider. Now, moving on from those big three, tax cuts, trade, immigration, let's touch on some other hot-button issues like environmental regulations and worker protections.
Right. Trump rolled back a ton of environmental regulations, especially those that were aimed at fighting climate change.
He did. And that led to a lot of pushback from environmental groups and people who were worried about the planet.
Were those concerns valid?
Critics argued that rolling back these regulations was short-sighted and could have really bad consequences for the environment and public health in the long run. They felt like it put short-term economic gains ahead of long-term sustainability.
Makes sense. What about worker protections?
Well, there was a concern that some of the administration's actions were tipping the scales too far in favor of corporations at the expense of worker rights.
Meaning?
Critics argued that weakening those regulations that are designed to protect workers, things like fair wages, safe working conditions, and the right to organize, put workers at a disadvantage.
And sparked a debate about the government's role in all of this, right?
Exactly. What is the government's role in regulating the economy and looking out for those who are more vulnerable?
That's a huge question.
It is. And it all goes back to that question of who benefits from economic growth. Does it benefit everyone or does it just benefit a select few?
Okay, so we've gone through a lot of criticisms of Trump's economic policies. And it seems like there was disagreement about the impact of these policies from both sides of the aisle.
That's right. It wasn't just one side versus the other.
Which makes me even more interested to hear the other side of the story. You mentioned earlier that there are counterarguments to these criticisms, and I'm definitely curious to explore those as well.
There are always multiple perspectives, and in the last part of our deep dive, we're going to look at those counterarguments. We'll try to give you a more balanced understanding of those policies and their lasting effects.
So we've spent a good chunk of time looking at those criticisms leveled against Trump's economic policies. But like you said, there's always another side to the story.
Right. It's so easy to fall into that trap of black and white thinking, especially with something as complex as economics. Let's explore those counterarguments and see if we can get a more complete picture.
Okay, so let's start with the TCJA, probably the most debated policy. Some argued that it was a giveaway to the rich, but others said it actually benefited everyday Americans too. How do they see it?
Well, supporters of the TCJA argued that it lowered taxes for a lot of middle-class Americans, which put more money back in their pockets.
Okay.
And their argument was that this extra spending money would boost the economy as a whole.
So kind of like that trickle-down idea.
Yeah, exactly. Benefits for the wealthy would eventually trickle down to everyone else.
Right. And that theory has always been pretty controversial.
It has. But it's a perspective that's worth considering, at least.
For sure. And what about those trade wars? Those tariffs caused so much tension. Were there any counterarguments to all that criticism?
Oh, definitely. Supporters of Trump's trade policies argued that his tough stance, especially with China, was a long time coming.
Okay.
They felt like previous presidents had let China get away with unfair trade practices that were hurting American businesses and workers.
So they saw these tariffs as a way to kind of even the playing field.
Exactly. They wanted to protect American interests.
Interesting. And they also pointed to those new trade deals that Trump negotiated, right? Like the USMCA, which replaced NAFTA.
They did. They argued that these new deals were better for American workers.
And I remember the USMCA was presented as this big win for American jobs.
Yeah, it was. And while some experts might question how big those benefits actually were, it's important to acknowledge that there were real efforts made to address those concerns about trade imbalances and the decline of American manufacturing.
So some positives to consider there as well. All right, what about those criticisms surrounding Trump's immigration policies? Were there counterarguments there too?
There were supporters of that hardline approach on immigration argued that it was really important for things like national security and controlling the border.
Right.
And they also said that reducing illegal immigration would protect American jobs and wages by limiting competition for those jobs.
And those arguments definitely resonated with a lot of people.
They did. And I think it's important to understand the perspectives of the people who support those policies, even if we might not agree with them personally.
Yeah, it's about understanding different points of view.
Exactly. That's how we have productive conversations about these tough issues.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground on the economic side of things. But we can't ignore the social and political impact of these policies, can we?
We can. It's all connected. Trump's presidency was very divisive, and his policies often made those existing divisions in our society even worse.
Right. His rhetoric on issues like immigration and race relations was really controversial. Some people found it really harmful.
It was, and it had a real impact on the social fabric of the country.
Yeah, it did.
Yes.
And I think that's something we need to think about moving forward. How do we heal those divisions and find common ground?
That's the big question, isn't it? And it's a question that goes beyond just economics. It gets to the heart of who we are as a society.
It seems like the legacy of Trump's presidency, both his policies and everything else, will be debated for a long time to come.
I think you're right. And that's why these deep dives are so important. We need to look at the evidence from all sides and not just simplify things or get caught up in partisan politics.
We need to be informed and think critically, and be open to having conversations with people who see things differently than we do.
Exactly. And I hope this deep dive has given you, the listener, the information you need to keep exploring this topic. That's what it's all about.
It is. There's always more to learn. And the American economy is always changing. So it's a journey we're all on together.
That's right. Stay curious, everyone.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.